And one of the things she saw a lot in the neighborhood where she grew up, you know, it was a modest neighborhood. It was, you know, she lived in relative poverty. And she saw time and again women in her community having to travel abroad to work for wages in places like New York and London and to send remittances home to care for their families. So she saw the pain this caused to families, basically having to have women in their lives go abroad to work for money and to not be able to afford to actually bring their families with them when they traveled. So for her, she saw this work from an early age. And so then when the 1960s, her family eventually, you know, gathers the means to move to the US and she moves to Brooklyn, and she encounters this political discourse that basically, you know, is very anti-immigrant. That's claiming that, you know, immigrants are the ones who are freeloading on our economy. They're collecting benefits. And for her, it was entirely the opposite of that, right? She saw the ways in which the people from her community, you know, were forced into migration, forced into these low-paying jobs, and their labor was exploited. So she really, you know, when she came across wages for housework, she really took that in a way that extended it to an analysis across national borders, how immigration systems participate in this system of exploiting women's unpaid work, and that being an essential part of modern capitalism. So she really brought this analysis, you know, to sort of expand the politics of wages for housework in really interesting ways. And so together with Millette Brown, she formed Black Women for Wages for Housework, which was part of the Wages for Housework campaign, specifically focused on the ways that women's unpaid work affected Black women in particular in America. One of the key kind of moments in this campaign, both Black Women for Wages for Housework, but also more generally for the campaign, happened in 1977 when Margaret Prescott attended the 1977 Women's Conference in Houston, Texas. This was a major conference that was convened, with the encouragement of the Carter administration. And, you know, the most kind of well-known images of this conference, you know, are of Gloria Steinem and Bella Abzug and Betty Friedan, and this really big fight that was happening in the U.S. at this time to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. And that was the main kind of focus of this conference and the ways that it was kind of depicted, you know, in the media. But a really important struggle that I think is often forgotten was also going on at the same time at this conference, spearheaded by Margaret Prescott, along with some of the founding figures of the National Welfare Rights Movement. Pictured here you have Beulah Sanders and Johnny Tillman, these really important feminists, who again fought for welfare rights as a critical component of their feminism. And at this conference, the thing that they got together and lobbied for was, first of all, to protect welfare as a right within American society that feminists, you know, of all different kinds should support. But more than that, they argued, you know, that payment should, you know, be offered, be called a wage rather than charity, to recognize the dignity and worth of that work. So they lobbied for that, and that became a part of the platform that then was sort of published as the official position of this conference, that welfare was not a handout, but, you know, just payment for essential work.